What up, though? What up, though?
What up, what up, what up? What it is, what it is, what it ain't. What you can do with that $5 you just threw in your gas tank. This is cool with the James's episode,
Drive
too.
Drive down to the fucking Circle K, that's about it.
Yeah, go get a Polar Pop.
It's hot out here today.
You know it's hot when there's 30 cent Polar Pops. They're charging you less than a cent an ounce.
Yeah.
Shit's fucking crazy. Nigga, I should be stocking up on that.
Yeah, just keep them shits in your freezer.
Johnny's used to mad for me.
Yeah, well, you used to go, you didn't stock up on them. You just had three trips a day to go get Polar Pops.
That's not stocking up?
No, I'm talking about having a fridge full of them motherfuckers. Like, the apocalypse is about to happen.
Yep.
I see apocalypse, man.
That's stupid.
How is that stupid?
That shit will get you through. That shit will get you through.
How is that stupid?
It's actually kind of resourceful.
I just got Polar Pops with rice in my house, baby.
Yeah, you know why?
That's right, girl.
You know why?
I got that
because
sweetness.
You can buy one sugar rush and then go to a different gas station and fill that same one up. Make your rounds.
I'm not gonna go through my whole day plotting different motherfucking Circle K's. I'm gonna go one Circle K, get 30 Polar Pops, and chill with that bitch for a week.
30? You can probably chill for a couple weeks.
30? Like, what? Is this really a drought, nigga?
Yeah, man, if all the water fucking goes to waste here, why can't we all just resort to those bitches, you know?
Polar Pops might be
$3. You got other ways to fucking quench your thirst.
Tap water.
Tucson tap water. The gray.
I'm gonna start getting that fucking shit water out of the fucking river up there on the north side. Pumping it with a fucking water filter.
Yeah, and like
these motherfuckers just don't know.
Got a well.
Start heating it up so it evaporates all this shit
yeah.
down. And then you just
have a campsite set up there.
I'm
gonna start selling water bottles.
Pure. No preservatives.
Nothing. Straight out the pump.
Strictly hydrogen and oxygen.
Flavored with agave.
Yeah, you might have a little floaties left over, but.
Some floaties.
That's what it's gonna be called.
It's like those floaties in your eye. You see it, but then you lose it.
Yeah.
So it's all
it's
good.
It's not there for long. It's not there for long.
He said, "Don't stare too hard. We're not missing."
Don't put it. Yeah. Don't put it in the sun. But yeah, this is episode 2, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 2 with Cool and with the James.
Welcome back. I'm in this bitch now.
Bitches, yeah. We're trying to finally do this shit right, and I think we're on the right track now. So please, if you have anything to say, fucking say it. Damn.
We waiting. Oh, a heat loss. Thank you, motherfucker. Somebody had to say it.
Man. But D Wade was showing up. You see D Wade go off, man. D Wade, I was proud of D Wade.
Ginobili was not.
No, Ginobili was.
Missing two layups and a dunk.
Man.
What are you doing with your old knees?
But
dusty
Duncan
old bones.
Dusty old bones full of green dust.
What are you doing,
Wait,
Ginobili?
Is that dude pretty old? How old is he now?
35.
How old is Parker? Probably like same age, right?
No, Parker's young.
Yeah,
he's like 30, right?
Yeah, he's like 30.
Holy shit, that dude.
It's just he's been on that old team, and you got Tim Duncan.
You got wrapped in the old.
Yeah, he did, basically. Got raised.
Tim Duncan, man, the silent killer.
Right.
Timmy. Remember back in the early 2000s, they used to be like, Timmy!
Yeah.
Every time he used to
Timmy.
Do something, just like, damn, that nigga got crazy, dumb backwards kills.
Timmy!
Nigga, like, she keep Obla! Got that fucking backboard. Count him.
Dude, Bron grabbed 18 yesterday.
Yeah.
Bron grabbed 18.
He got another triple double.
Yes, he did.
Another triple dubs, man. He's making history.
God damn.
That dude is making history, that's for sure.
How
that's
you grab 18?
How you gonna get?
How much Chris Bosh had?
I don't know. How many rebounds can you get chilling at the 3-point line?
Yeah, that's where he was all night, man.
Screaming out like an awesome.
Then I call it Bonner vs. Bosch.
Bonner vs. Bosch trying to make a statement.
Did he make any threes?
No, but I'm about to check.
Bonner, at least, anyways? I don't think Bosch did.
God damn.
Bosch played like a fucking fool. He was hitting some, actually. He was doing pretty good.
I saw him make one.
He made one?
One three?
Yeah.
It was in the very beginning.
I don't know who he thinks he is.
I don't.
That dude should not be out on.
He's just trying real hard.
But damn, Tim Duncan. Did you watch the game? When Greg Popovich fucking brought Tim Duncan in for like a 2 second play, not even a 2 second play, and he fucking hits that shot, that little jumper.
Yep.
And D-Wade Dye and fucking Joel Anthony.
Yeah. Timmy! Yeah. Brought out the 15 foot jumper. Bonner didn't score.
Yeah. Like three rebounds.
Win one. Our game one goes to Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh has had 13
points. Well, in the Bonner Bosh.
6 of 16.
Yeah, damn. Mike Miller out here, face getting stepped on.
Oh, just get
goosh. He was 0-4.
Damn.
Who? Bosh?
Bosh didn't make one.
Okay, well, it's a draw then. Who took more? Who attempted
more? All right, game one, it's a tie.
Game one is the final right now.
Damn, but.
Bonner didn't even try.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Bonner knows when he's hot. Right? Bonner knows when to shoot.
Bosh out here missing threes, like, the half-court shots. Why were there so many air balls yesterday? That's my thing. I don't – if you in the NBA –
shouldn't eat that popcorn, you know? Shouldn't eat
that pregame popcorn. You know they get feast and shit before that, their games?
Yeah, dude, those dogs have to fuel up.
Just goo, 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 goo.
So many cars.
Fueling up like Goku.
Pumping it, man.
God damn.
Pumping that shit. LeBron had just as many turnovers as Wade and Bosh combined at 2. LeBron had 11 more rebounds than Wade and Bosh combined.
Woo!
And then LeBron had 7 more assists than Wade and Bosh combined at 10. And LeBron scored 12 less points than Wade and Bosh combined.
Spolstra, you know what to do.
Put fucking, that nigga in the paint.
Put Howard in. Put Juwan Howard in.
I got this, coach. Let's run.
Tim Duncan ain't the only one
Eric
here.
Eric Spoelstra. Is it just me or does Eric Spoelstra never know, like, look like he knows what he's doing?
No, he never,
He always just looks frustrated. He's always putting the papers on his head like shit, grabbing his
hair. Eric Spoelstra's the coach who's on the outside of the circle, you know, trying to get in, seeing what everyone else is talking about.
Like, LeBron, what you talking about? What are you telling him, LeBron? Listen to LeBron,
write it down
guys.
On the clipboard.
Listen to LeBron. Hey, Ray. Yeah. Okay. Listen to LeBron, everybody. Bosh. Yes, coach.
Yes, coach.
Keep shooting threes. They love you out there.
The more you try, you know, the more successful you
look, and be like, look, Bosh, I'm going to have you keep shooting threes because every time you're in the paint, you get gay. So you stay out there away from other men.
Falling on dudes.
Alright.
Damn. Have you seen his wife though? His wife is sexy. If you ain't seen Chris Bosh's wife, it'll change your life.
Yeah,
them jokes become a lot less funny.
Yeah, them jokes are just like goddamn.
Yeah, I mean shit. If you've seen his wife, then you're like, damn, this dude's not gay. Well, she was.
It's like you can't be, but then you watch the game.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm pretty sure he ain't grabbing on the jersey.
It's two different worlds there. Two different worlds.
Chris Bosh, man. Threat level Tim Duncan. Let's talk about things with threat level Tim Duncan. Your grandma, after she lost her glasses, threat level Tim Duncan.
After she lost her glasses.
That old ass dog everybody got that don't be moving around and don't be barking when intruders, new niggas walking the door.
Threat level Tim Duncan.
Threat level Tim Duncan.
Yep.
Got the dog bark. That's like my dog, nigga. Got my dog be barking, wagging his tail, like running up to like new people looking at him. I'm like, motherfucker, what if they was intruders? What if they was stealing my shit?
You don't know this, dude. Come on.
I don't know this dude.
It's the fucking second time this dude's only over here to grab some weed. That's it. You better be checking his ass out. Come on. This better be a front.
Dog villains.
Yeah.
That ganja.
That's right. True.
Shit.
True.
Yo.
Threat level Tim Duncan.
Yo, fucking Greg Popovich is like one of the realest coaches ever.
Yeah.
Realest coaches ever. He got like mediocre, subpar, and then average, and then great players, and he makes all that shit work. Fucking Eric Spoelstra is like a nigga with 2K.
Yeah.
Anybody can play 2K when you got the walking cheat code and they got the fucking blacked out player. Back when they couldn't put Jordan on there.
Yeah, they just had to have his background image.
He's a nigga named Shadow.
Hey, I bet you can't see me at 2K though. I'm going to use Miami. Try to catch me.
Damn.
Ain't nobody less respected than the man who picks Miami Heat playing 2K.
You can't do that.
Nigga, why? You got LeBron. That nigga's making every layup. You got Bosh, who's making every 14-foot jump shot. You got Wade that kills him.
Yeah, you got Wade. They all have stars.
And they got Ray Allen, Mario Chalmers, Norris Cole for the three-point shot. Mike Miller. That ain't fun. That ain't fun. Why are we picking that? Let's play Grizzlies and Bobcats.
Yeah. A fun team to play with, though. The
Warriors.
Thunder. Thunder fucking fun to play with.
The Thunder. Nah, nigga, you just... You up what? There with the motherfucking Heat fans.
No way. They're fucking fun to play with. Yeah. I love playing with that shit, man.
The Nuggets are
fucking really good to play with, man. They can
Can't
run.
Stand those Thunder, especially because NBA can't motherfucking update right, and they still have James Harden on it, so every time someone's over and they pick the Thunder, they're saying, oh, Corey, you can pick whoever. I'm like, okay, well, let me just pick a shitty team. Yeah, I'll pick a shitty team just because I like a challenge. And then they go out and motherfucking put
James Harden.
They make James Harden start, put the energy off, and just run with that five-man rotation.
Yep.
Like, yo, you cheap motherfuckers. My money back.
I'm taking this game back to GameStop.
Like, how much can I get?
God of War.
I was talking to my friend Hector yesterday. Shout out to Hector. He said that he took back a bunch of games to GameStop, and one of them was Star Wars Force Unleashed 2. And these motherfuckers, he gave a bunch of games to him, so he didn't really check how much each one was individually until he was walking out with the receipt for Force Unleashed 2. This came out maybe a year and a half ago. This nigga got 79 cents.
Oh my god.
Nigga, you can't even buy a cup of noodles on your way home with that. Yeah. You didn't even get paid the trip on the way up, nigga. You lost money to give him your game.
Damn.
GameStop be fucking people over. I got a game for $3 up there.
And
yeah,
they'll
flip that shit for like $40. I don't know what happened. It was a drought out, I guess.
Those nerds know how to hustle, son. Those nerds study that art of hustling.
They real life hustlers. They out here. They are real.
Those pocket protectors are fucking real.
Pocket protectors protect that money, man.
That's right. You know they got fat stacks in that motherfucker, man.
Ching. I'm gonna give you my game. They give you 79 cents. You come back 2 hours later, like, hey, what the fuck? Your game is on the wall for $32.99.
Yeah. Oh my god. They know how to push it, man. Those dudes can fucking sell drugs if they wanted to. God damn. I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Out the store, they be selling.
Yeah, you could probably get a game brand new.
I don't know.
It still wouldn't be brand
I don't
new
know if they would do that. I don't know if they're selling drugs at GameStop, but they probably selling drugs at Blockbuster. They got to do something to have them ends meet.
Yeah, there's only one left in Tucson.
The rope is cut.
There's one left in Tucson.
And that's for all of Southern Arizona.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, Arizona got one Blockbuster.
Fucking 15.
These niggas never got cheaper by the dozen. Nigga living.
But that one Blockbuster still has fucking way better movies than Redbox. That's for sure.
Blockbuster's like, yeah, they got it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Ain't no Blockbuster's gonna be around if they just got Netflix movies.
Like, we gotta do better.
Well, we'll get some new ones later. How long? I don't know.
Netflix decides to come out with them too.
I'll let you know. That's what pisses me off about Netflix. They don't let you know when more movies are gonna come out. They just drop like a new TV show randomly. But hey, have you seen Sight? Nigga, nobody's watching Sight.
Dropping
mid-season
too.
You want season 4 of Sight? God damn. You want season 2 of Supernatural? But I don't even know the plot. Nigga.
What's going on?
Apparently these motherfuckers are demon hunters, but they keep dying and coming back to life, and their dad's dead. That happened for 8 seasons?
Like, wait, they coming back to life. How come they dead now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, plot hole right there, nigga. Plot hole right there.
God damn, we gotta fill these holes. We ain't get a shovel.
Nigga, like Tucson Road.
Call that story for potholes, nigga.
Speedway Boulevard.
Yep. Yep. That Speedway is full of potholes, man. Fucking man, I was about to say Grant. I hate Grant.
I don't know what Tucson's doing. Why? Where's all our money going? Where are the taxes going? Because it ain't going to these motherfucking roads.
Oh, I know. Taxes dropped and everything because they used to be high. And Tucson was supposed to put that shit into the school district and do a whole bunch of stuff in school, but they never did.
No, never. Yeah, look at all these fucking teachers getting laid off and shit.
They never did. So people were like, "What the fuck? Why are you taking all that money then?" So then they were forced to drop it back down.
Damn.
That's how poor we are out here, man.
We be lying.
So poor, we lying about money, nigga. Like, you see $5 on the counter, nigga, no.
Yeah.
I've been cleaning this counter
it's like,
all day.
It's like, it's like having a teenager, basically. You know? Nah. You know they went out to fucking buy some drugs with that shit.
Got $5 with a big league chewing it all at once.
Not even putting it to good use.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Not even saving that fucking $5.
God damn, you know what they do with that $5. You're gonna get home, got a fridge full of thirst busters, nigga. I told you, quit. God damn.
I'm stocking up. I'm stocking up. I don't want to make trips down there every fucking day. Come on. I want to chill here in the air conditioner.
The hustle is real out here, nigga. The struggle is real.
And this nigga ain't even dry.
Taxes went down, mom.
It's not 86 no more.
Quit pinching pennies, my nigga.
Yes.
Plus, I'm not trying to look through the couch for some fucking pennies either, you know?
You know life is hard when you paying for thirst buses with change. And then you keep the change they give you.
Yeah.
You got more pennies than quarters, nigga.
If you've been saving up for that shit for like 3 days.
If you had to wait for somebody else to get home so you could get a quarter, so you could get a thirst bus to reevaluate your life.
Yeah. Wait for that. Wait for this to hit the table. You know. Shit. I heard some change.
Just hanging out in restaurants waiting for change to drop.
Yeah. And then you got to walk like a mile just to get that fucking thirst buzzer.
And you walk back with five. All up in your arms.
You don't even drink them neither. Because you know that they just going to be so much more delectable inside in the AC.
You just be like, oh yes. You just put the straws and have the straw wrapper still on. Each one of them just be walking. Lips just be chapped. Be like, nigga, don't spy.
Grasp them real tight.
And, yeah, you don't even got to worry about dropping them because they have sweat-proof technology. So that
not even talk to anybody about it on the way either. Don't even say nothing to anybody.
People know. Oh, that
nigga's family. Don't say nothing to nobody, but make eye contact with everybody.
And nod your head. Like, yeah, bitch.
This nigga balling true.
Shit. I'm gonna try that. But I'm gonna do it in front of like fucking 13-year-olds and shit. You know they be wanting that. Always.
I'm gonna be judging. Look at this broke nigga. Where your money?
Exactly.
Where your parents' money? Matter of fact, give me that money. Go buy another thirst buster right there.
Yo, give me your change. Rest of your lunch money.
Shit. Give me them thirst busters. Bitch. Do kids still have lunch money? Or is that all in the car then?
I don't even know. Actually, you know what? No, my dad still gives my little sister lunch money, I think. I don't know.
I think lunch money is the biggest waste of money a parent could give a child. I'm pretty sure my mom started giving us like $20 a week for lunch. You know, have a little extra at the end of the week. Yeah. Nigga, I was out by Tuesday. Like, still money for thirst buses, nigga. Yeah, okay. I was like, God damn. So I didn't know if I went to Burger King twice in one day that these Whopper Juniors added up.
I love them Whoppers so much. I couldn't stay away.
God damn.
This ain't even lunch, but this is just my allowance, and I just don't want to eat lunch today.
Yeah.
I'll say that shit right the fuck up.
Gotta die to thirst buses and ramen noodle cups, nigga. eating lavish.
And wonder why I'm not gaining weight.
Yeah.
Why ain't you gaining weight? I don't know. I be eating.
Yeah, I mean, you gave me lunch money and shit. I've been using it for lunch.
What, you forget to give me lunch money?
Turn it back on them.
I don't know. They must not be, you know, feeding us too much at school.
They must not be giving us.
You know what? Give me a couple more dollars.
Couldn't say too much, though, because I'm a black kid. You know, you can't say too much to your parents when you got a little bit of race in you. You know, black parents won't let their kids talk to them like that. Like, Mom, where's my money?
No way.
You bitch. I'm trying to get large fries. Hurry up, man. You're fucking worthless. It's like, oh, shit.
Little child.
Yeah, man. I can't.
It's like, you ever hear a white person cuss at their parents over the phone and you get uncomfortable? Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's really, like, oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, damn.
And the only reason you get uncomfortable because you know that the ass whoop's coming, but it never comes.
It's like, yeah, Mom, I'll do it. Okay, Mom, fuck, God, calm down. Shit.
I'm in front of my friends, Mom.
Jeez.
In front of my fucking friends, Mom.
Show me some goddamn respect, Mom. I think I deserve it.
Like, I can hear you over the phone, Mother.
So where your mama respect?
Shut up, Candace.
Yeah, call him by her first name.
Like you broke them.
Yeah.
Goddamn, shut up, Clint. Like, oh, well, you know, it's never too late to try again.
And then when they get home, they're just fucking, oh, I'm, you know, crying and shit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, Mom.
Mom's crying like it's her fault. Like, yeah. Oh, it's because I wasn't stern enough when she was a kid. Oh, she's, no, they be making excuses. Fuck that. They be making excuses. Oh, you know, he's just a wild one. Plays the two of his own horn. Nah. Fuck that little nigga.
Humble his ass.
Yeah. I was
hey,
whoop
go,
his ass.
Go
please.
Get a switch.
Yeah. Nah, to that nigga, just pick one.
These white kids don't know. They don't know the trauma of they mom telling them go get the belt and being sent back because they picked the wrong belt. Nigga.
They don't know the trauma of going out to pick their own battle weapon and getting used against
them. My mom had this fucking wooden spoon called fucking patty.
Call that shit patty.
Call that shit patty.
It wasn't for mayonnaise, nigga.
Over my ass. She broke that shit over my ass.
Oh damn.
She said all she said was I'm gonna go get patty. That was it. My grandma.
You,
my grandma used to.
You know they
smoke.
They holding one arm. You try. You running around like you playing helicopter, nigga. Ah,
yeah.
Jumping. Hot steps.
My grandma
steps.
Would fucking throw shoes at me and shit.
The worst one you can be when you act out in public. And they tell you they gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah.
And you sit there and try to be on your best behavior so they forget.
All I knew was when my mom said Joshua James. That's what I knew.
Yeah.
My mom was fucking violent.
That's always how it was in public. Just they'd be looking at you, talking you through gritted teeth. Like I can't wait till your ass get home. Get your hand on the motherfucking buggy. And then somebody will pass and they'll be like, oh, ain't today just wonderful? Like what all that? Here we go, bitch. Like these niggas know.
Put
I need some help. I want somebody to see that this is happening.
And then you just get in the car, and she be humming. Singing gospel and everything else. She in a better mood.
Kids nowadays don't even fucking get punished, man. The fuck is up with that?
Kids nowadays have phones when they six.
Too soft.
Yeah, these kids are soft as fuck, dog.
Too soft, man. Yeah.
Roast
them. Yeah, they'll be getting burnt.
Getting burnt real quick. Getting all sensitive, too.
Yeah. Fucking watching too many, what's it called, reality TV shows and shit.
Thank you that they laugh matters, especially these little bitches.
Mom! I'm gonna be LOLing at you, bitch, all day.
I hate that everybody think they famous.
Okay, yeah, everybody can't be famous. I mean, we can be famous, obviously, because we're doing this.
Yep.
But everybody can't be famous. We need some people to just be some listeners.
Do you really have interesting shit to talk about? People, all those people that you think that you can be famous. You think you got it? You think you got it? Come over here, bitch.
I blame Kim Kardashian.
I blame Kim Kardashian's mom.
I blame...
That bitch is off the fuck up. I don't know what the fuck's gone with her. She was married and then wanted to get her name changed back to Kardashian so that it would flow for fucking commercialing reasons. Like, motherfucker, you get out of my house. She emasculated that man. What's his name? Jenner?
Yeah.
The gold medalist, Bruce Jenner.
BJ. The strongest man, the greatest man in all of, like, Olympics in the world.
Yeah.
Emasculated.
Damn, yeah, man. By this bitch. First that Michael dude. Phelps, then Chris Kardashian.
That dude.
This thing ain't got nut.
Yeah.
All he do is just fly helicopters. Ain't even allowed in his own house. Got maybe two rooms, maybe in a mansion.
In a mansion. Maybe. Nah, it's the
yeah, that'd be worse for that shit.
Yeah, the Kim Kardashians, the Paris Hilton, get famous for nothing. And bitches like, I want to be famous for nothing.
They get famous off their fucking sex videos, their booty bouncing and clapping.
And the videos don't even be on point.
No.
I'll watch them, though.
The videos be ass.
They be ass.
Like Pinciotti, nigga, ass.
I never seen that fucking, what, I don't even think I seen both of them.
Nope.
Any of them.
Nope.
I don't think I seen it.
Nope,
not even that Paris Hilton one.
Nope.
I
don't want to see Paris Hilton.
I don't want to see Paris Hilton. I saw Kim Kardashian one because, you know, that bitch bad. I didn't see no Paris Hilton. Nigga, I could go buy a box of toothpicks and look at that shit right now, nigga.
It's the same shit.
Throw some toothpicks on the bed. Well, there we go.
Here
you
go.
Must be in France.
Hey, now look, this bitch making mom movies.
God damn. What do you people think out there, huh? You guys should write us, let us know. What do you think about these, what do we call them? Overnight celebrity bitches? Overnight celebrities.
Twista
and Kanye, nigga.
Yo, Billy Ray Cyrus is scared as a motherfucker because he lost his daughter to nigga dick.
You know Miley Cyrus is fucking a bunch of niggas.
A bunch of niggas.
Getting on Snoop's new album, smoking blunts, nigga. Not J's, not jumps, not bongs, not bowls, nigga. Blunts.
She's smoking
and
blunts.
And she's talking about Molly now.
Woo! They got her sweating.
He got her dad sweating, nigga.
Yeah, she gave her dad a couple mollies. That's why.
It's gonna be a shotgun wedding.
And that nigga say, woo, every time that bitch come on. Woo! Thank God. She ain't saying that again. Woo!
Yeah.
Come here, baby.
Oh, let me hug you real quick.
Ooh, child.
You good?
Things gonna get easier.
Keep your head up, girl.
God damn.
Keep your head up. Yeah, who else has got them daughters out there?
Hey, have y'all seen your fucking Wayne Gretzky's daughter, Paulina?
Nope.
How old is she?
She's old.
So she's a woman.
Damn. I want that bitch from First Take.
Carrie Champion.
Yo, who be that? We have someone be knocking at the door.
We got another
quick
special guest. We don't even know who the fuck it is.
We don't know.
In right now is
my dog.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Nice.
Got to pick up.
Yeah. Podcasting.
Delivery.
We got a delivery. I don't fuck
we
with DiGiorno.
That's right. Corey had to step away real quick, you know, and pick a little herbal up. He's trying to medicate his system right now. Take care of some things.
A little hungover.
Alter his consciousness. Yes. That's right. He's going to be more aware. You know, shit's about to come up easy. Got a question? He'll
come
fucking
up
react.
Easy. Yeah. He'll like this girl. React. Talking to her yesterday. She said she had a short attention span. I told her I had a... Oh, damn. This pipe broke.
You broke the pipe?
Wait, it was in the freezer, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
And you immediately put fire in it.
Dude's making dumbass decisions. Man, not even thinking. Too eager.
What do you mean?
Too eager.
Where the fuck else am I gonna put my shit if I'm gonna smoke at work? I gotta put it in the freezer.
In the car?
Why are you even smoking at work?
Because my boss lets me. My boss smokes at
fair
work.
Fair enough reason, then. Fair enough reason.
I mean,
fair enough reason.
Well, let's just break this bitch in half,
cool
dude.
With it.
Belly,
yeah.
Tito, and you break Tito.
Oh damn, I done
Tito.
Broke Tito. Felly, if you
sorry,
out there
Felly
listening, I'm sorry, Felly.
Yo, Felly, you should download this shit because we're giving you. Oh yeah, shout out to Alex Felly, guys. He's riding down the coastal line Sunday. He's doing it from Seattle all the way down to fucking San Francisco. Damn.
I'm sorry, I included myself. Corey broke your shit.
Yeah, Corey broke your shit.
Shout outs to Felly.
Yeah, he put it in the freezer.
And and then lit it up on fire real quick.
Yep. Cracked.
So you know what happened.
Now that shit is cracked in half.
Attracted and expanded too damn quick.
You don't, yep. You don't have to tell that to Felly.
Yeah. Felly knows it. Felly.
This nigga shoots lasers. This nigga for real shoots lasers. Yeah. There are really niggas out there doing that shit, people. Yeah. And they live down the street from me, and they smoke a lot of weed, so don't trust none of them.
Oh, yeah. They are all stoners, and they all like to party, these dudes, these optical engineers. Don't fucking think, don't think these scientists just like to kick it at home, because they don't.
Building shit.
They don't.
This is, I mean, Felly, dude, he be building a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, this is where they get their inspiration, though.
Oh, Alex Felly actually has a company coming out. He's making glass bongs.
Called Black Tops.
And it's called Black Tops, so be on the lookout for that.
Yep. Alexander Felly, guys.
Blacktop.
Optical sciences is a hell of a thing, my nigga.
Glass.
Blacktop.
Felly, you gotta pay us for this, though.
Yeah.
We don't be giving out no free
advertising. We need some, yeah. We need some endorsements. Some fucking, so Alex, get on that shit.
We need a blacktop.
Yeah. We need a blacktop. We need it on the homepage. You know what I'm saying?
No, we need it here.
Blacktop. And here, yeah. Of course we need it here. that's an Alexander Felly.
Have you ever smoked with somebody and they
got
don't
a signature exhale?
They got a signature exhale. It's like they have a personal vendetta against coughing. I'm not a bitch. Not a bitch.
Yeah, that's Mr. Alexander Felly for you.
He's in Washington right now. Fuck, man. This dude's in Washington, where there's green. There's nothing but brown shit down here in Tucson.
And we ain't talking.
But, like, the only kind of trees we got down in Tucson are just weird at. Why do we have so many pine trees? Not pine trees, palm trees in Tucson. Yeah, palm trees. Palm trees are for tropical areas, yeah, like Hawaii. Motherfucker.
It makes the campus look fucking good, though.
Yeah, it makes the campus look good because it makes it look like we're somewhere else.
Like Hawaii.
Yeah. Like, look, it's palm trees. It's nice.
Dirt.
It's hot. Nah, nigga.
Shit, that's dead out here.
Two blocks off the campus, it's dirt and death.
Yeah,
nigga.
Honestly. So, if you go.
I think there was a dead javelina on my street. Just laying.
If you go one street over from 6th, it would not look like fucking palm trees in paradise. That's for sure.
No fedoras and sunglasses over there.
You'll see dudes.
Sweat hands and wet backs.
Yep, yeah.
Sweating, carrying their backpacks.
Saggy pants and shit.
You gotta
Cortezes.
You got to make a conscious decision in the morning. Like, I got to carry my backpack in my hand because this fine bitch sits behind me in the first class. And I don't want to be in there with a wet back.
Nah. I done changed the game.
Girls don't like sweaty backs.
Nope.
I done changed the game. I carry my backpack on one shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You gotta
let that motherfucker breathe.
You gotta let it air.
Cause that shit gets sweaty.
Look, my backpack is engineered and designed for airflow, and I still carry it on my sleeve. They advertise it.
Technology. Yep. He's a one strapper.
Mm-hmm. One strap.
I mean, if you don't know, you should switch to one strapper.
You
right
always
now.
Got a one strap. Why are you two strapping?
Yeah.
Why are they two strapping? A bunch of hipsters two strapping it.
On their bikes.
I'm tired of hipsters, all right?
I'm tired of hipsters too, man.
I am tired.
I don't care.
All those guys. Okay, I'll give you the general lowdown of a hipster. Skinny pants, flannel shirt,
beanie,
rolled
everywhere
up,
you go.
Beanie.
Like,
beard.
Why, especially,
let me tell you about my
why
emotions.
Why do you need a fucking beanie? Why do you need to have a fucking beanie on at 1 o'clock, 1:30 to 2 o'clock during the middle of the day when it's the fucking hottest time outside? Like, I saw this dude and his girlfriend.
Because I'm ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ironic.
See, that's what hipsters fucking think. Like, I'm different, man. I don't care what you say.
Why are you judging me?
Yeah.
I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you it looks stupid.
I'm going to go ride my fixie, brah.
Not judging you, I'm informing you. I'm an informant.
Nigga, you gonna get heat stroke.
And they got those big ass glasses.
You're gonna get heat stroke like Cookie on Ned's Declassified.
Nigga's like, but my mama.
But bitches like jackets. He got heat stroke because he didn't want to take off the jacket because bitches was pulling.
Yeah.
Nigga was looking like he came out the pool and shit.
And some short ass shorts. Holy shit. You see how fucking short they were, their shorts, man?
Nigga. Yeah, I don't get that
God
shit.
God damn. They, why? Is that shit comfortable?
Jeans and cut them off at the knees.
Is that shit comfortable?
Your capri pants.
Please. I like my balls to fucking breathe. Man, I don't like. That's way uncomfortable.
I don't like that. Mm-mm. I don't like. Nah, my balls never breathe. Not at all. When girl get
below
on me,
the knees,
that's
bitch.
Swampy. I don't care. She love it. She love it or she out. She got two options, nigga.
She either a hoe or she ain't.
Bitches love musk dick.
Yeah. Gotta put her through some trials and tribulations to add them to my roster.
Yep. Yep.
Welcome to the front five, bitch.
I will now go take a shower.
I wasn't
sure if we was gonna draft you onto the team, but you do look like you committed.
You played talent.
Yeah.
And wherewithal.
You must have been practicing.
Good job. Make us practice.
Now I'm boyfriend number two.
Shit. I don't even need to be boyfriend number two. I could just be that unsaved number in your phone, baby. I don't care.
Yeah,
booty call. Booty call.
You won't save your mind.
Shit.
Yep.
Okay. I don't. Girls be saving guys' numbers under fucking.
Bay.
Nah, like when they're in a relationship, they'll save a new guy that they're talking to under like some girl's name or some shit. Just don't say the number.
Yeah, just don't.
Just
say
don't
the
say
number
the
at all.
Number.
Yeah, like, why is this random number
calling? Who's this nigga in your phone?
Yeah, why are they? Why you got so many text messages from them all the time? You have it like under mom. You really talk to your mom that much?
Hey mom, you hate your mom.
Bitch, you ain't talked to your mom in 2 years.
And now she blowing you up.
Yeah.
At night. This is
1:30. For real. What's your mom need at 1:30? Doesn't she gotta work? She better be providing for your little sister.
Damn, you know your mama work.
Why are you asking your mama what she watching on Netflix at 1:30? Why does your mom care?
Yeah, why you send your mom a lot of smiley faces, bitch? Huh?
You bitterest fucking person. Why you smiling now?
Yeah, why you laugh when your mom sends you a text, huh?
Oh, why aren't you smiling now? I think this is funny. Dropping all this goddamn money.
Yeah, because I fucking caught you, bitch. Ha! Yeah.
I guess it's a ha.
It's not a ha-ha. It's more of a hee-hee.
You haven't
like,
been...
he's the nigga fucking
yeah.
You haven't been so mad at a bitch, you didn't hit her, you just kind of laughed.
Yeah. Yeah, you laugh, and then it really came into perspective. You're like, oh.
That laugh, ladies, if you ever hear your man laugh like that, that is just him weighing whether he should hit you or whether a life in prison getting raped 6 times a day is worth it.
That's when you know he made the right decision. He made the conscious and the most logical decision.
He
exhaling all the air. Yeah, he thought... Yep, he chose not to hit you.
Can't hit this bitch. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it.
Good life on the outside.
I ain't been to the gym in like 2 months.
I make all my own decisions. Woo.
Yeah, I must be getting better.
I go eat when I'm hungry.
Self-improvement. Self-improvement.
I gotta pay for school.
See that, bitch? See that?
How come inmates got... Know what I don't get? How come inmates get free school, free healthcare, free food?
And they eat
better than people at elementary
school. Yeah, these niggas angry about shit.
Oh man,
like, I got so many overdue bills.
So my girlfriend's sister just sent me a fucking picture of this. That shit is fucking gross.
Oh shit!
Her toenail is falling off.
What's happening is. Your toenail is being peeled off.
Ow.
Getting nail ripped off. That can't be good.
No, she's pulling that off herself.
Oh, shit.
That is disgusting. Like, I
that's
really
commitment.
Had to chop her. What else is
that's like Vegeta commitment, nigga.
Ouch, man. Ouch. Well, you better sanitize, put some fucking Vaseline on that shit, keep it lubricated.
You better wear two socks, because I don't want to see that shit, bitch.
Yeah, I don't want to see the first sock that it bled through.
I'm talking about real socks. You got your normal socks.
You better get those hiking socks.
Bitch, you got your normal socks, and you got your shower socks. I don't want to ever see that shit.
Put a Band-Aid over it if you don't decide to wear socks.
No, Band-Aids fall off, nigga. Shower socks.
Just walk around and fucking slip it or whatever you got. Shit that covers the toe.
Just trying to educate the world.
Yeah.
Some niggas just want to see the world learn. Mm-hmm. Like that movie. That Mexican dude. It's all those Mexican kids. Calculus.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I know that name. No, wait, it's a black... Yeah, it's a black dude teaching all these Mexican shit, right?
No, that's what... Nah.
What are you talking about?
Maybe the nigga's name is like Stamos. Is that a nigga?
John Stamos?
John Stamos? I don't know.
I don't know.
Nigga, why are you just throwing out names? You know I'm bait. Just,
you threw out the fucking names.
Nah, that was just
I think
Stamos,
it was,
John Stamos?
I think
that
it was
song?
Sam
yeah,
that,
no.
I think you're thinking of Sam.
Like, nigga, you thinking Coach Carter?
Nope. He's in a different movie. It's an older one. It's like a 90s movie.
Are you talking about the Morgan Freeman one?
No, it's Sam Jackson. And he gets shot. I forgot what it's called. No, it's not Morgan Freeman.
Ain't nobody gonna shoot Morgan Freeman, though.
Yeah.
If you shoot Morgan Freeman, you better be shooting yourself next. Because
niggas don't be coming.
That dude is a gangster.
Nigga better have two bullets in the chamber.
And you better not miss the first one.
Why would you want to kill Morgan Freeman anyway?
Yeah, that dude doesn't.
Like, I heard this nigga.
He makes bad roles bearable.
Bearable.
Wreck. He got in a huge-ass wreck. He needed to go to the hospital and everything. The ambulance came. People saw that shit. And he didn't get an ambulance until he signed everybody and gave him an autograph.
What? He got in a wreck? What the fuck?
Yeah, he just think he got in a car crash or something. He needed to go to the hospital. And everybody was around and shit. He was like, I'm good. Let me just sign all these right quick. Let me sign them all real quick. And then after he signed it, then there was like pictures or something. He was like, okay, now we can go.
Ah, Kobe took a book out of his pages. And he's like, Kobe was like, yo. Let me shoot these free throws, and then I'll fucking walk myself to the fucking bench.
Yeah, I'll be good.
Kobe took a page out of his book.
Like, nigga, how you walk after you tear an Achilles?
Yeah.
How do you walk?
Are you just
lifting your leg, and that foot just dropped?
That's probably all. Yeah, he probably just, I don't know. That's probably what he did.
That's Achilles, nigga.
Ouch, man.
Niggas
ouch.
Die that way.
Ouch. Yeah, he probably.
That was a Greek story. That nigga gone.
And this nigga walk.
Yep.
Walk I just off. Want to give y'all a little bit of perspective.
They've been telling this Greek story for decades, millennia.
Immortal.
Millennia.
Immortal.
And this nigga walking.
That's Black Mamba. That dude's got money.
Real nigga Kratos out here.
Getting that shit operated on. Real quick. I bet you that shit cost so much money.
Yeah, next day.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I bet it was at least...
Walk in too.
Nigga, if I go in there sick, they won't see me till next week, and then I gotta pay them like $50 just for them to see me.
This nigga walked in next day of, and they was like, "Oh yeah, we got
this." Like, yeah, Kobe just had surgery. Yo, nigga, my elbow's been broken backwards for like 2 weeks.
Shoulder surgery for like 6 years, nigga. I'm still on the list.
They got a cracked sternum. Yo, nigga.
It collapsed. It hurts to breathe. I didn't breathe really quick. I didn't have to start intakes.
Grab my inhaler.
That hurt. It just hurt.
I haven't slept in days.
God damn. I haven't slept in days. You can definitely tell when someone hasn't slept in a while. You get all jittery and like.
Yep.
And
drinking Red Bulls and shit.
Yeah.
Damn, those people are fucked up. Those people
got fucked up livers.
Probably be good tweakers.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Pissing out highlighters.
Yeah, man. For real. When you go in the fucking bathroom after them, you're like, oh, what the fuck, man?
Why is this shit neon, nigga?
Yes. Yeah. And why is this shit so potent?
Go turn the lights off real quick. Just for a sec, though. Just for a sec. You just want to check.
Like, all they ate was asparagus for like 2 nights. Damn.
Asparagus and food coloring, nigga.
Yo. That Vine app is ass.
That Vine app? That Vine app bring some light to the hoes you see on Instagram. You see what they what really it? Look like.
It's like, you know, Instagram. Or it's essentially, it's what you're able to record, like, videos. And you can, like, record it at different times. Like, you hold the screen, you start recording, you let go, move direction, you do anything, combine with other shit, record again. And then you just have truncated bits of video. And it's like, you go through, like, people who add some shit. Like, there's this one for LeBron James and everything. You got, what's his name? Cuba Gooding Jr. going, Ricky! And LeBron starts running and shit. And this nigga takes a gun, shoots, and LeBron flops.
Oh, I saw that.
I haven't seen that. That shit sounds funny as fuck, though. I want to see that.
Yeah, but
what's it called? Cinegram?
No, it's
Vine.
Here,
see?
Oh, Vine?
So
okay.
Yeah.
So it's like clips.
Yeah, little clips.
Either you gotta be fine or you gotta be funny to be fucking, like, to be good on Vine.
Yeah, you gotta be fine, you gotta be funny, or you gotta be famous.
Yeah.
We should start doing that shit. I'm down.
Vine? Little comedy vines for
comedy
Coon
vines.
With the Jameses.
I guess what, guys? Just got another idea.
Comedy vines, Coon with the Jameses. It's
real
coming soon.
Vines. See, that's what marijuana does to you, people. It makes you fucking think creatively. I feel good about it. I like Mary J.
How was any of that thinking creatively, dude? We were just talking about Vine.
Yeah.
You said, let's do Vine.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Gotta be creative, my nigga.
That's creative.
That's out of the box.
Niggas got
that's
ideas,
right.
But I'm digging
don't
homo.
Know. Don't even know.
The nigga said ass, and it was bad, but I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, it was just, all right, coming soon, though. We're gonna make that shit live. Live, nigga, live, like clear. Send some electricity, Frankenstein, nigga, doctor. I got my doctorate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much time we got left on this bitch? Oh. Well, is this the part where we end it?
I think, all right, yeah. I think we had a good little conversation with the people.
Yeah. Yeah, peeps.
The man of the people.
Episode 2, Coolin' with the Jameses.
Episode 2. The name of this is Tim Duncan Threat Level. Threat Level Tim Duncan.
Threat Level Tim Duncan.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Episode 2.